What's Fetal Programming? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Darris Burnett is an assistant professor of muscle and meat biology at Mississippi State University, and he recently spoke on the subject of fetal programming and how it can impact a producer's herd.
Muscle and fat development actually begins in utero prior to the animal calving, so it's important to understand how and when to feed our mama cows in order to maximize the growth and composition of their offspring.
Dr. Burnett says when a producer is caring for a pregnant cow, they are also caring for the unborn calf.
For producers, I always like to end with the fact that you're basically feeding the fibers and feeding the fat cells postnatally. So muscle fiber number is established prior to birth in beef animals. So no matter what you do once the animal is born, you cannot increase the total number of muscle fibers. Therefore, it's important for us to maximize the number of muscle fibers that are developed during in utero growth. And then ultimately after that, we can feed those fibers with whatever nutritional regimens that we feel are the most efficient. So genetics is certainly important. But the genetic component is only going to go so far. In order to maximize or realize the potential of any genetic combination, you have to have an optimal in utero environment for that calf to develop. And then ultimately, obviously, you have to have some postnatal management to go along with it. But despite the best genetics in the world, if you don't feed them appropriately, then you can compromise those genetics or not reach that full genetic potential.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.